Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 86 of Ask Pat. Happy to be here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. And I want to mention at the top of the show here, because I've been getting a lot of requests for it, a lot of you in the audience either have a podcast or are starting one soon and have been asking me, Pat, how can I get a hold of the Ask Pat player on AskPat.com? My team and I created a custom podcast player just for this show, and a lot of people have been asking about it. Well, you'll be happy to find out right now that we have packaged it and turned it into a plugin that will be readily available to you very, very soon. That announcement will be made on the newsletter and on the blog at smartpassiveincome.com. So make sure you go to smartpassiveincome.com and subscribe to that newsletter if you want to get your hands on the Ask Pat player when it comes out. So happy to do that for you guys. I'm excited to share it with the world. Now, let's get to today's question from actually somebody who wanted to remain anonymous, which is totally fine. You can leave questions on Ask Pat at askpat.com anonymously if you'd like, and my team and I will make sure that we don't put your name in there or anything else that you want not mentioned. So let's hear from Anonymous.
Hey, Pat. This is an anonymous listener from over in the UK at roadtoselfemployed.com. I just want to thank you for all the inspiration that you provided me with over the past few months while I've been embarking on my own journey to becoming my own boss. My question's quite simple, really. Because you reveal the niches that you work on in your site jewels, are you not worried that your listeners are going to take your niche and try and use that themselves if there's a gap in the market there?
Hey, thank you so much for your question. And it's a really great question because I'm in a very unique position in the space that I'm in where I run these experiments, and I've contemplated running these experiments, especially ones that involve new websites. I've contemplated not sharing the URL or not sharing the keywords that I choose. And when I really thought deep about that, it just wouldn't be as good of an experiment. It wouldn't be as good of a case study. People wouldn't learn as much from it if I just held back the name of the website or the URLs or the actual whole thing that I was doing. If I felt like if I left a little bit behind, it would seem almost unreal. And so I wanted to be completely honest and upfront and authentic with everyone when it came to building websites from scratch and running these experiments and case studies. And unfortunately, as a result of doing that, people have stolen my ideas, and a lot of people have bombarded some of those sites. My most recent site at foodtrucker.com, which is a website that I built to serve the food truck industry and those starting up in that industry, it got bombarded with massive amounts of negative SEO, which means people were linking to the site or had hired or paid somebody a bunch of money to send bad links and to my site, which to Google just looks like it's bad and somebody's trying to game the system. It's such a bad thing that's out there that people can, you know, if I wanted to de-rank your site, I could pay somebody to send a bunch of Viagra and Cialis links to your site, you know, from nasty websites or whatever, and it would just make your site look bad. And it just sucks that is a strategy that people use. It's like disgusting. I mean, come on, really? Like, is that your way of trying to succeed? Or why don't you just try to create something great and not try to pull other people down to get yourself ahead? But unfortunately, that's just the way the world is. And so to your original question, do I worry that sharing my niche information is going to have people steal those ideas or do something bad to them? I don't worry about that. I expect it. And I think it's always turned into a lesson. For example, with the Food Tracker site, I've been learning about the disavow tool from Google Webmaster Tools and how to deal with that. And despite getting all those negative SEO links, I've been able to rank really high for a lot of keywords, and I am getting a lot of natural search engine traffic to foodtrucker.com. So to whoever screwed me out there, it's not working. Now, anyway, as far as somebody stealing my niche, that's happened on my security guard training site. And it might have happened on the Food Tracker site, although nobody's really come out and told me about it, and I haven't found anything yet. But somebody on my other site, when I was doing my other experiment with security guard training at securityguardtraininghq.com, I actually wrote in my one of my monthly income reports that I had been outranked. And this was after a couple of years of ranking number one for the term security guard training. And when I mentioned that, somebody left a comment saying that he was the guy who outranked me, and he did that just to prove that he had good SEO skills. And I was like, okay, you didn't have to bring my site down in order to do that. And the site wasn't as good as mine as far as information. He just knew a lot of gray hat and black hat techniques to get his site to rank higher than mine. And then what he ended up doing was he ended up offering to sell me his site, which was ranking number one for the keyword. I was ranking number two. He offered to sell it to me for an undisclosed amount of money, or else he would keep it up there at number one and also put a link to his SEO services right at the top saying, hey, I beat Pat Flynn. I know how to do SEO. Come pay me money so I can have your site rank high too. Like, disgusting. Like, oh my gosh. Like, I was just livid. I could not believe that. And, you know, I had many chats with him, and then eventually he turned around and I guess he just got too guilty, or a lot of people were also like, dude, like, why would you do something like that? Just to prove a point, it was just not good publicity for him, or whatever the case may be. He ended up stopping whatever he was doing, and I was able to outrank him, and then his site just sort of disappeared. So do I worry? No, because you know what? I'm going to do whatever I can to make the best sites I can. The best sites possible that should be ranking number one. So even if I put my ideas out there and people steal them, bring it on, because I'm going to make something even better. You know, I feel like that's, I mean, it's kind of weird that I want that to happen. And I don't want that to happen. You know, I don't want, you know, forced competition like that. But I like competition. I like healthy competition where if somebody is creating a site that's as good as mine or better, well, that's just a sign that I should step up my game and do even better than that. So I see it as motivation, I guess you could say. If people are going to steal my idea, well, go for it. Try it. Try it. And that's all I have to say. So anyway, I hope that answers your question. A different question today, but it's just given you some insight on why I do what I do and sort of the motivation behind all that and what happens as a result if somebody were to steal my information. Now, if somebody, of course, copies my stuff word for word, or, I mean, I've had people use my image on Facebook without permission next to ads and, you know, using my trademark where they're not supposed to, well, then I'll take legal action, of course. But if somebody wanted to get in the same niche as me because I did the research up front, well, you know, I feel like those types of people are already setting themselves up for success, because they're always going to be looking for a shortcut, and there is no shortcut to success. So hopefully that answers your question. Thank you so much. I do have your email on file, so I'll make sure to have my assistant send you information to get an Ask Pat t-shirt. And if you wanted to send me a picture of it with like a blurred out face, or, you know, a black square in front of your face because you wanted to still remain anonymous, that'd be actually kind of cool. So hopefully you hear this and you like the answer, and I hope everybody else did too. Thank you all so much. If you have a question you'd like featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. Also, check out that player. It'll be available for everybody soon. And lastly, as always, I end with a quote, and this quote is from Brian Tracy. He says, "Never say anything about yourself you do not want to come true." You're awesome. Take care, and I'll see you in the next episode. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.